You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 28th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. The Kitchener Centre by-election is this week, November 30th, and while the outcome is still far from clear, there is little faith that the elected representative will have any impact in the House at all. The four main candidates are Rob Elliott of the Progressive Conservatives, Debbie Chapman of the NDP, Kelly Stice of the Ontario Liberal Party, and Aisling Clancy of the Ontario Greens. Three attempts over 10 days were made to contact the Progressive Conservative candidate, Rob Elliott, but we did not hear back from the PCs in time for broadcast. The last provincial election was held in 2022, and of the 124 seats in Queen's Park, the PCs have 80, the NDP have 28, the Liberals have 9, and the Greens have 1. So unless Rob Elliott is elected, the MPP will be in the minority. Given that the Kitchener Centre by-election is this week, CKMS News took the opportunity to ask the four front-runner candidates, how will you participate in the process when you are not a decision-maker, but rather as a member of a minority party? In what areas do you see yourself contributing? What committees do you want to focus on? The NDP is the only other party in the House, and they are the official opposition. Debbie Chapman attributes the Ford government's reversal on the Greenbelt to Merritt Stiles, and Chapman believes the NDP can win the next election.
You're right. The NDP is not the party in power. But if we look at what just happened with the whole Greenbelt scandal, that was really thanks to the amazing work that Merritt Stiles and the rest of the team did to push back against Doug Ford. And, thanks to that pushback, there are now criminal charges being investigated against the Ford government. So I think there's a lot that can be done, even though we don't have the power. And I would also say that we're, certainly me as a candidate right now, I work towards, I think of this as a more of a long-term thing. In 2.5 years, 3 years, when there's a general election, hopefully we can take the majority away from Doug Ford. Mm-hmm. What areas am I interested in? Well, I'm an educator, so certainly education is a role that I see myself being able to participate in the future, because I teach at Laurier, right? Mm-hmm. But also housing, because as a city councillor, mm-hmm. housing has been one of the biggest concerns I've had since I was first elected in 2018.
Kelly Stice of the Liberals noted that because the Liberals don't have official party status, it requires MPPs to be very well connected with and listen to constituents. For when the party does have the opportunity to speak, she will be ready.
So yes, we don't have party status at this point. It requires, I think, MPPs to make sure that they are well connected with their constituents. So making sure that I'm establishing really good opportunities and pathways for people in Kitchener Centre to be able to connect with me and chat with me and let me know, and continue to let me know, because I've been at the doors for a few months now, what's important to them and also where they're struggling. So that I can bring that forward, because there are some opportunities that the Liberal Party has had and will continue to have to raise some issues. I think one of our current platforms is around patients, not profits. And certainly that gives us an opportunity to highlight the importance of things like public health care.
Aisling Clancy of the Greens used the example of Member of Parliament Mike Morris, who has been effective in the federal parliament, working collaboratively and across party lines. Clancy says she puts the needs of people ahead of partisan politics.
I'm really excited about the opportunity to be in a flexible party that allows me to have a voice. And because Mike is so embedded with our community, he gets people to sign petitions and then he gets more opportunities to bring things forward and have a voice. Okay. The beauty of the Greens is that we are collaborative. Yes, we're small, but we work to across party lines to get things done. Unfortunately, other parties, aren't that way. They don't play nice in the sandbox and they don't work together, right? So this is a real disadvantage. I mean, you can have official party status, but if you aren't willing to bend and collaborate and work across party lines, you're not going to get anything done, you know, without this majority mandate. So I think it's important that we find ways in which our values can intersect. We can look at ways that we can work together to put the needs of people ahead of our partisan politics. That is really, I think, creating these alarming challenges and difficulties to move forward and really address the issues.
This is one in a series of shows about the Kitchener Centre by-election and in which we ask candidates some of the questions that are important to our community. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.